I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So big thanks to him and his partners over there at ESPN for helping promote this event as well.
Yeah, listen, the more people that talk about it, the more people buy tickets. The more people that buy tickets, the more money you raise. It's got no ownership of it.
We're all in the same, you know, the same industry, the same stupid industry. We're all kind of like competitors in some way, shape, or form, I guess.
I never listen to that show. Yeah. I never listen to that for years.
You know, at the end of the day, you know
what? He's still a little overweight.
No, he's not.
No, I'm telling you. No, I've lost 8 pounds since I got sick.
I mean, you started eating again, though.
You said that I didn't. Your wife said you got that chin fat.
I will start eating again for sure.
Oh, that chin fat.
I'll tell you one thing that won't happen tomorrow night.
What's that?
He ain't scoring again.
And by the way, maybe he will.
He is not scoring again.
We'll see what happens.
And the guy on my team that tackled him last year is not playing this year.
Yeah, because that guy was completely out to lunch. So, hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You teased something, since we are talking about Ricky DiPietro and everything else, and he was a Islander goaltender and all that stuff. You did say something about the Islanders, and I know that Islander fans have been waiting for bated breath about where they're playing and all this other stuff and what's going on and crossing T's and dotting I's. What's going on? What are you talking
about? Barring a last-digit change.
Digit?
Oh, did I say digit?
Yeah.
A last-ditch change, because like I said, it's not 100%. They're dotting I's, crossing T's.
Yeah.
There will be a new arena on the Belmont track site that will house the Islanders in the future.
Where are they going to put it?
I'm not familiar enough with the property other than where the practice track is.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't know. But it came down to three sites. The current and brand new Nassau Coliseum.
Yep.
Which would keep them in bed with people they don't like, which is the Barclays Group. And that's mutual, by the way, right?
Okay.
Number one. Number two, they talked about going over to Citi Field.
Makes sense.
All right, but part of the problem with that is that is part of a much bigger project in which there had to be guarantees of shops and parks and a much bigger project.
I thought they were supposed to get rid of all those chop shops and everything.
No, they're getting rid of those, but there's a big project.
When are they getting rid of those?
To make it almost like an outdoor mall.
Like a Patriots place.
I've never been there, but okay. They talk about Century City a lot. Okay. Have you ever been out in L.A.? I'm sure Patriots Place is similar.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, over there by LaGuardia Bay and LaGuardia Airport, that reminds me
that's
of
more
Century City, yeah, in California.
And then, of course, you have the Belmont site. Now, the biggest issues now are who gets the contract to build it and who's funding it. There's no way New York voters are ever going to allow public money the way it's been used in the past to be used. So then you're going to say, well, that building's going to cost, if Barclays Center cost $1 billion to build, which it did, all right?
Yeah.
It is going to cost over $700 million to build that building. I'm not saying it'll cost $1 billion. It's not in Brooklyn.
And the building is going to be
the land's not worth as much.
It's going to be a hockey-first building. In other words, it's going to be like the Verizon Center.
Being built,
it's going to be
for
like the TD
Islanders.
Bank Garden. It's going to be like the Air Canada Center.
Who else would play there?
Canadian Tire Center.
Right, it'd be an Islander building.
It'd be built for the Islanders, but they will have to have, whether
concerts,
it's minor league stuff, concerts,
crap,
and all that.
You know, come on.
The most interesting thing about
it. So that's what we need around here is another building.
But here's the thing I don't get about it. The one part of the deal that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Is that among the financiers of the project, therefore ownership of the building.
Right.
Or at least some ownership of the building.
Okay.
Would be James Dolan and the Wilpon family.
Well, James Dolan's has got to be worth.
He could write the check himself.
$15 billion.
Right. He could do it himself. I mean. But even though he'd have a percentage ownership of it, it's competitive to the Garden. I know the Garden stands above all other arenas, and everyone books the Garden first. I get that.
The only thing that
but
seemed
why
really,
would you want another arena in town?
Well, the only thing that really seemed competitive to the Garden that they were all caught up in was the Jet Stadium next to the Javits Center. You remember he put Shelly Silver in his pocket, and Shelly Silver said no.
Right. What I'm saying is that a business opportunity is a business opportunity.
Yeah.
But if it negatively impacts your core business opportunity, why would you do it?
That's why I never made any sense to me.
I don't understand the deal. I'm not smart enough to get all the financial aspects of it, nor is the deal done yet.
Yeah.
But I understand the Wilpon part of it. They'd want to build it. They're construction guys.
Right.
But the Islanders, oh,
by the way, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Islanders are playing in Brooklyn anyway, right? They're much closer than Belmont would be to the Garden. We agree with that?
Yeah.
So that's not any more competition. Why can't you have the same bands playing at this new venue and the Garden? You're doubling up.
And the Nassau Coliseum and the Barclays Center and the Prudential Center.
So?
And this
another
one
arena's
and that
bad
one.
For all their businesses.
I think.
Like, if I own Barclays and Nassau, so if I'm Prokhorov or Bruce Ratner or the Barclays Group, why would I want another brand new arena to come into town when I'm already second, not all the time, but a lot of the time, to the Garden and booking acts, right? So now you have another arena. So now, if I'm Taylor Swift, take out the fact that she only plays the Garden, right? If I'm Taylor Swift and I'm going to play New York, well, I'm going to go to the Garden first. I'm most likely going to Barclays second because it's a beautiful building. It's worthwhile. Who gets me third? And then on the third show, who's buying the ticket? Like, there are shows right now, I watch it all the time. Like, my kids like this guy named The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. He sounds like Michael Jackson. Actually, he's the closest thing I've ever heard to Michael Jackson. The Weeknd is playing in the course of like 10 days at Prudential, at the Garden, at Barclays, and at Nassau.
Well, there you go.
Now, if you get him first, you win, right?
I don't know about that because, you know,
you
especially
so?
for the Nassau Coliseum, I could see how this new building at Belmont could negatively impact that building because that building was, you know, while it's beautiful now and it's great, it's half-ass. It should have been a big building, and that's where the Islanders should be playing.
From a hockey standpoint.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Because I saw Billy Joel there. It was great.
I know that, but they only have 11 suites in there, and that's one of the reasons why you're not going to have a major hockey team in there for a long period of time.
Yeah, I'm looking at it from the fan perspective. Fans would love Nassau Coliseum.
I know it. They did a great job building it. I'm not saying they
didn't. From a hockey standpoint,
I'm just saying it's
right.
it's not a major league hockey building or a major league basketball building.
Well, it'd be
building.
Like Winnipeg.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what the
there would have to be financial promises made.
That building in Ottawa was awesome. The Canadian Tire Center, that building was ridiculous. I think it had like four levels of suites. I've never seen anything like it.
And again, this was not a knockdown build job. This was a rehab job.
And
right?
That thing was just gorgeous.
I just think my view on it is this. The Islanders should play at Nassau Coliseum. It's built for hockey. It's about 13,000 people for a hockey game. It will play. They'll play hockey games there next year. I think there's four games that they'll play there anyway. They belong there. They don't get along in Barclays. The Barclays wasn't built for it anyway. There's got to be a way to make the finances work without building another billion-dollar arena at the Belmont site.
Yeah, but I think Jim Dolan's got places he needs to be putting money in.
I got a place.
Yeah.
Have him call me.
What place is that?
I mean, TikTok Stop for one, my back pocket for two.
No.
You
got to start parking some money somewhere.
Jim Dolan, it's Craig Carton, your buddy. When you read this transcript later today, I'm kindly asking for, how much? Five, ten.
20?
$20 million. I'm not paying it back. It'll be used to my benefit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.